This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Oh yes, it is Do The Spray FM, the first and only truly Pan-African media as and your girl, Adoke. And they here, yes, so I they tell you, say, every Monday, Iko ni Baba Kuba, you're welcome for just joining us from one of the international studios of Do The Spray, that's where I'm speaking. And today, now, skin syndrome, now here we get today. And now here we go talk about, because this skin syndrome, it don't do too much. And it is actually starting from here. So it is a wake-up call with your girl, Ajo. Okay, if you're just joining us, you're tuned to the right place. This is the only place where we can shake the table, break the table, and fix it again. Many thanks to everybody, all our mothers, our sisters, and brothers. Yes, we are intentional in what we are doing. We are not celebrities, though. Background, in fact, if I won't become celeb now, okay, this design, those of you now will see me before I gather myself to sit down, you go see them. This is another design created by a joker by herself. And I've decided to go and say that on a Monday, if you have your own office, if you are a CEO, or you have your own farm, if you are a farmer, if you are a tailor, if you are anything, we'll be saying now, correct, share, not be contractor, tailor. The ones where they do for government, not be that one, no. Where Papa Fela Nicola could talk about. So this one, if you be original, even if that ₦1, $1, 1 pence, you dey earn, feel free, be proud to design your own African way on a Monday. That's right, and Shiki, wear your traditional outfit. That is why they tell you, say, now you and I go fix Africa. And you imagine when you start your own office. I look forward to that. No, they call them shop again, call them office. Because as you call them office, you go, they begin to design them like an office. If they call them shop, before you know it, you go turn them to shop, or you call them shop, you go turn them to shop. So, but just imagine, you say, this is my own office. Your own language, ti a ba ti ri ra ni ti pe eko ati onla nki ra ni akigbogbo awon ti je pe won ti tele ki a to te mo ni wi pe won ni awon to ba ti so lenu o ti so apoya ko na ni ki a ma ba je mi ni mo se nki yin wi pe gbogbo eyin loba loba lade lade nijoye nijoye ni to to eyin baba wa rere iya wa rere ti o je wi pe ojo arun te fi npo wa ko ni bo la se dumaria o de ni jabo leyin mo ki yin mo gboshu bara bende fun yin wi pe sa ki yin o. Benny, the thing we are just talk we say, I thank all the people we don't go before us, because for Africa, we always eulogize, reverence that which is ours. Tell me, exact and turn you to go back home, go check out for your own language. This is Dudu Spring, and here with the talk camp for indigenous African languages. And if you are there too, your own language, they important, come speak camp. Skin syndrome, the dark versus light skin. This syndrome is affecting many of us, and we have to wake up. Some of us, we are not even proud of our own color. That is the long and short of this wake-up call. Are you proud of your color? Or you want somebody to be proud in you with your color? Yes, I want to make you see me very well. The skin syndrome is just so rampant, and our children are beginning to love that which is not theirs. I will not blame them. Okay, like Ajoke, I've been on this challenge. This is my 15th year of using Ori Okumu. I started when I was 19. So somebody is trying to calculate my age, Benny. And I've been speaking like this publicly since I was 12. So if you want to, yes, and I've been researching about who I am as an African since I was 16. So knowing who I am as an African from 16 till now helped me to take my own decision. And in fact, the first liberty I got was to stop using benzene benzoate. Yes, I remember so well because I researched about it. Mercury. Yes, of course, and you can see I'm a light-skinned person. Just imagine by the time I had benzene, benzoate, add mercury. Yes, so you know all those things where they sell for now. I no go mention any brand. Go back home, go use Ori Okumo, waiting to do me. You see me? Ben, fresh. In got over gel, that is what will determine your skin color. If you like, if you want to do the experiment, enter Las Gidi. Enter Las Gidi, go enter Molue. Come see, go. As you come on today, especially all of us with the Las Gidi, just watch. As you day inside Molue, just no look, no look like this. Oh. Just use time. You know, just like say, if you like, wear Google like me like this. You just wear. And like this, I go wear them. I will just look left hand. They don't go no say how they look them. So when you use this, when you wear that one, you will come there, just a freestyle. But I bet if you use one way, even day, that card on my room, so that they don't go see your eyeball, say they move. So when you look, you will go see, say, just watch out. Those who will be saying them this, bleachy, bleachy. You the bleach, oh, you the bleach. Yellow fever. All in the name of looking good. You can only remove the outer layer. The inner one, if you didn't feed it well, these dead cells that come on top will disfigure you. And that is it. So some will come white. You know that kind of white. You'll be saying, no good, Jolo. Then, Adumara done. Many thanks to Canva. Canva developed this black lady's image, and it's through AI. So I'm beginning to fall in love with AI. Before it became a general market commodity, I was always interested in the quantum computing, which is a computer that can actually calculate your eternity, and which we have a similitude in Africa. But somehow we have lost something and we cannot bring it to reality. We now live on chance. 50-50. However, we are the 0.01. You see that 0 or 1? That's the binary digit on top of Freeland. So go and check your own. Wait till you get. Wait till your forefathers leave. They don't burn now. Go excavate. Go excavate. Excavation begins. If they tell you something you define, say you define waiting your forefathers lose. So that the generation coming behind us will thank us. Today, the challenge is, are you black? Are you beautiful? And are you bold today? As you are going in your strength in the way Olodumare has created you, remember that you are the BBB. Look at that one we said that they do. You see this one, a triple B. You are the triple B. You are beautiful. You are black. You are bold. And in fact, your identity begins first. This identity crisis on top of Freeland, maybe say, even when man won't marry woman, he will come to look, shake, we have fair-skinned ladies. In fact, in my own house, I'm actually the darkest. So imagine. Okay, I think my baby sis is actually darker than I am. But growing up, right now she's darker. Right? I don't know why. But growing up, I used to be the darkest. Okay, before she came. Yes, I was. So when you think I am black. I am a black woman. I am beautiful and I am bold. So now don't get it mixed up. Even if you bleach, sure, if you bleach your DNA, come out. Well, last, because we don't know xenotransplantation now. That one are just science. I know they perform. Serious. My people, salamu alaikum. Sonunku, ndewo. Anything where they fall for you, remember, say they fall for us. So far, say we love each other in the unity and the peace of the Afriland. This neck bead I'm wearing was made by a Fulani person, and I'm proud of it. This is also Africa. I say, just imagine if I wear this thing, go my Oyibo office. She don't go shout. She don't go shout. And it's made with leather. This is the leather made from the skin of our animals on the continent of Africa. After we shop the meat inside. So don't tell me, say, yeah, it's made from leather. The same leather they used to make your shoe. Yes. And I've had it now for more than 5 years. Wow, it's more than that. Yes, we did a cultural heritage and I decided to give it out to children. So I've always been this is my own challenge to myself. I don't know the challenge you will give to yourself. Let's be proud of our identity. And the person that decided to add the cowrie because, and it's original, man, it's beautiful. It's original cowrie because of my identity as a Yoruba woman. I love this. I don't know about you, but now today is the skin challenge. Don't jettison that which is yours. Always embrace it and look for a way to make it better. There's something I saw over the week, and it's good that we hear together, we understand together, and probably, you know, proportionate, appropriate, that's the word, in one of my papa language, last. Appropriate our lives with it. And what is it? It is the fact that when our people steal on top of Freeland, they don't really like us so much. They don't like themselves. Only pangpare, olongpaja. That means say the parasite inside the dog, they kill himself. They think say na dog in they kill. You get them? So pangpare, olongpaja. That is the reality of majority of us. So now, I'm trying to get feedback so that I will know. Say those people who did the radio, they hear me. Many thanks everybody who did on top of the spirit. I appreciate you. And you are the reason why we are here. Don't forget, say if you download the radio 247. Yes, the time is fast spent today. But if I did not come, and walale, they will not allow me to rest. Because it is something we must do, we must talk about, and we would always do. But before you go, in this your skin, in this our skin syndrome, I will say yours because maybe some of you still do bleach. So somebody was saying that the foreigners, they were not our problem, they were not the source of our problem. In fact, we are the architect of our own doom. Maybe yes, and maybe the answer is no. Why will I say yes? And why will I say no? The answer is right here in this audio that Professor spoke about foreign interest. Do you know there are foreign interest on your land? So let's hear.
Boy, you can be told and retold.
So Baba said the thing where we say the Dabaru way happen to OAU can be told and retold. So now the Organization of African Union, or anything where you call them, now it be the OAU. So the debarment will happen to them. You can, in fact, it is obvious because Africa is the only continent that the Pikin then go find life for another place. So let's see here.
Some say that it was a toothless bulldog. Others,
they say now toothless bulldog, for real. Enough to give us cream, sir. So why is OAU, why is it that we are not proud of a wow own? We are not black, we are not beautiful, and we are not bold. Let us speak to ourselves today and wake up.
Say that it was not even a dog. But whatever it was, it cannot be denied that it made a contribution to the process of decolonization.
So now, when you are thinking of the ills of the past, we are quick to actually blame the elders. Ah, they have done this, oh, they have done that, oh, want check back, oh, Papa Isasun. But there were good things they did. So now, but you see this syndrome, this skin syndrome, when we say we prefer that which is foreign to that which is our own, is actually affecting you and I. Just imagine our own forefathers, they preferred another man's forefather to their own. And then we began to research and see that, because if we thought in Danale, Gobobina Nishewa, that means all forefathers have their own element of badness. But when our own forefathers decided to jettison their own, you know, all of us, our own. Now, we that we are here, we are moving away gradually from what our immediate forefathers took. Why? It's because we have lost something. And that has a lot to do with identity crisis, in which an African will naturally prefer to change his physical outlook. MJ, Michael Jackson, is a good example. Let us learn and rise up. Okay, we had the Women's Day, the Mother's Day, beg your pardon, the Mother's Day. So we were not able to bring you the extra gist, but don't worry, it is hot. The extra gist the Sunday Extra Gist is coming up, and it's just so bad. You know, I always give you that which is bad, so I'll meet you Sunday. So don't miss the Sunday Extra Gist. If you have not gotten the reggae shot, you've not gotten the Afrobeat shot, don't miss the R&B shot that is coming. And it's also, we spotlight great African men and women who have made their part, impact on the continent of Africa. So, Professor, they talk.
The continent, in many ways, complete with the establishment of the liberation unit of it, which was headquartered in Dar es Salaam in the United Republic of Tanzania, which was spearheaded the decolonization of quite a number of countries at that time. But the point that I'm making is that the Pan-African spirit at that time was about a united Africa.
Okay, now this is the problem with us as Africans. We keep talking about this thing, united Africans, Pan-African, this one. Can we redefine it, what it means to be a Pan-African? Africa is so big that it can swallow some continents. And if you have just been well-traveled, you will discover that some of this continent, yes, I'm about to wrap up this thought. Some of these continents, they have their individual identities. Check the Europe, for example. The French is there. The German is there. Eh? At least those who never come out. We remember the Brexit, right? Why is it that they yell this syndrome, dark skin syndrome? Why is it that, okay, for Germany, who did Germany? Not with the German. What be their language? You call them German or you call them Dutch? In France, who they there? Not be the French. And what be their language? Is it not French? Abi, Faransé? So why is it that when you are talking of Africa, you forget those people who make up Africa? Why is it cool, this dark skin, light skin syndrome? Now they beg for Africa today. It is okay for the Brits to come and tell you that, oh, we want Brexit. But it is not okay. It is not okay for the Somalis to trace back their roots. Why is it that you want to put all of us, as diversified as we are, in the same colony? Why don't you allow Africans to develop along their lines and their ways and the way God has given them? In quotes, please. Because your concept of God may not even be the concept of God of another person. Why? These are the questions we must ask and answer. Why is it that we force ourselves? And when it is another man who is white, we just say, I just leave them. It's okay. Why is it okay for the white and it is not okay for the blacks? Wake up. If it is okay for the white, it is okay for the black. If it is okay for you to have freedom, liberty to live and survive in your land, it is also okay for the blacks to have liberty and freedom to survive in their land. May the sound of this time carry this wave and let it activate the mindset of every African true son of the soil. Why is it okay for us to ask for reparation from the Brits, from the Portuguese, from the French, and it is not okay for us to ask for reparation from the lineage of our forefathers who sold us? Why? Why? Why is it okay for somebody to sit somewhere to control the affairs of Africans? And it is Africans as a whole, put all of us together in all of our languages, in all of our diversities and bigness. Bigness, in quote. And it is not okay for the whole of the Europe, for the whole of the America. Put them all together in one bushel. Two, it is the wake-up call. These are the questions you must answer today so that your son, your daughter, when I say your son, your daughter, I am talking about everyone that will carry your DNA, either as a mixed race or as a purebred. I am lucky to be a purebred from my ancestors. I don't know. I didn't come from anywhere. My forefathers have always been in my land. I don't know about you, but we love each other in unity and we move on. But why is it okay for the white man to take up her own identity, his own identity? But it is not okay for the white, for the black woman, for the black man to take up his or her own identity. Why? Until we answer this question, we will keep merry-go-rounding. We'll keep fighting each other. We'll keep pulling each other down. Why is it okay for a part on the continent of Africa to want to dominate another part? Whereas in the Western world, they give themselves boundaries. They fight for their boundaries. Why is it okay for them to fight for their boundaries, for their land? Those of us who are in America, you know what is happening to the Mexicans at the border right now. Why is it okay for them to put barbed wire? Why is it okay for them to put barricade? But on the continent of Africa, you want to open us up. Why is it okay we are not respected? And it is okay for others to be respected. The answer is in you. The answer is in me. Until this mirror image wakes and fix Africa, we will move nowhere. And when I am talking about it, don't get it mixed up. I am not talking about your religious beliefs. It's okay. That's okay. You can even believe in this phone if it's serving your purpose. Because the world is going to that time. You can actually believe in Palasa. If it's serving your purpose, so be it. But in your belief in this Palasa, it must not bring you down, make you lesser than an African, make you lesser than a white man, make you lesser than the whole universe. The whole universe is about you today, Tegela. Okay, I just decided to wake us up and we'll be bringing it. This syndrome, you must solve it. This one way you look and so, you must address it. You must. The dark skin versus light skin syndrome. Many thanks to the awesome minds who were able to create this. Help me create this. I made it, but I was able to use the AI of Canva. Great one. I typed it in and it brought, okay, why is it okay for Canva? Young ladies, young women, young men, to be able to do these stuff. And Africans, we are just consumers. Can we wake up? Say the wake-up call. We would wake up, and all of us will wake up. It's your girl, Ajoke. Shouting it loud.
This is Through the Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
You are welcome to today's morning spray.
Coo-coo-roo.
Wake up,
Africa.
Wake up, Africa. Your girl Ajoke Ade is right here on the MIC this morning on today's wake up call.
Today, I want you. Ajoke Ade.
Sonunko. Wake up, it's the morning wake up call on Juju 3 FM. Do not forget, this is the first and only Pan-African radio, and we set out to do something. African entertainment. Your girl, Adeke Ade, right here on Tudus Free FM. Don't you change that dial.
This is Tudus Free FM, an African radio.
Fíjá kọ̀bọ̀ kan nínú ìròyìn eré ìdárayá àti àwọn ètò lónírúurú fún ìgbáládùn àwọn olùgbọ́ wa. Dúdú Spray FM, ẹ má yìí kúrò, ẹ filẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀, kó dúró bẹ́ẹ̀, kó máa lọ bẹ́ẹ̀.
Ẹ̀kú dédé àsìkò yìí, èyí ni àwọn ìròyìn tó lọ lọ́wọ́ ní gbogbo àgbáláyé tí a mú sọ ìwọ́ láti Dúdú Spray FM Radio. Orúkọ tèmi oníròyìn fàkókò yìí náà ni tèmi tọpẹ kí a tó tẹsíwájú ọjọ ká dúpẹ lọwọ olódùmarè ọba adéyẹ ọba ṣẹdá ọba ṣèkan má kó ọba dàgbà má pààrọ òye ọba tó ń ṣe gbogbo nínú gbogbo olúwa ọṣẹ adúpẹ ní ọwọ rẹ nígbà ẹjẹ ká gbọ́n kókó nú ìwé ìròyìn kan tó wá gbọ́rọ̀ náà ní ẹ̀kúnrẹ́rẹ́ congress party jáwé olúborí nínú ìdìbò tó wáyé ní india ààrẹ zelensky wí pé ukraine kò fìgbà kọkọ kọlu ààyè russia wọn ṣe kópa ọkan nínú gbajúgbajà olórin sudan nígbà ogun nígbà ìbámu amẹ́ka lọ́ọ́ bímọ tìmọ̀mú ìròyìn náà tó wá ní ẹ̀kúnrẹ́rẹ́ ẹlẹ́gbẹ́ kejì òṣèlú ní india congress party ti jáwé olúborí lórí adarí ìgbìmọ̀ ìjọba narendra modi ẹni tó jẹ́ alákòóso bharatiya janata party nínú ìdìbò tó wáyé ní ìpínlẹ̀ kanata àwọn amòye wípé gbọ̀rọ̀gbọ̀rọ̀ ni ọ̀pá wíwọ̀n tí congress party fi borí ẹlẹ́gbẹ́ kejì rẹ̀ nínú ìdìbò bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ni ẹ̀ka aṣàkóso ètò ìdìbò sọ wípé congress party ti gba ààyè àádóje nínú ààyè ẹ̀rìnlélógójìlénígba wọn ní oyè ààyè tó nílò kò ju ẹ̀tàlénígbàdọ́fà lọ láti lè fi ìdí ìjọba tirẹ̀ múlẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ni nínú ìròyìn nítẹ̀síwájú sí dọ́sìn ni àwọn alátìlẹyìn congress party ni wọ́n péjọ sí ìyá ìjọ ní bangalore àti new delhi tí wọ́n ṣe àjọyọ̀ tí wọ́n sì ń pariwo ìṣẹ́gun fún àṣeyọrí tí wọ́n ṣe báwo ti máa tẹ̀síwájú sí nínú ìròyìn ẹ bábá mi ká lọ ukraine kò ní èròǹgbà kankan láti kọlu russia ẹni tó súnlẹ̀ náà ni ààrẹ zelensky nígbà tó wà ní germany àwa kò tiẹ̀ ráyè ogun bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé russia gbẹ́sẹ̀ lé àwọn agbègbè kan ní ukraine síbẹ̀ a kò ráyè ogun ààrẹ ukraine ò tún sọ èyí fún berlin àti chancellor olaf scholz bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ọ̀gbẹ́ni scholz ṣèlérí láti ti ukraine lẹ́yìn láti lè gba ilẹ̀ wọn padà lọ́nà tí ó tọ́ àti èyí tó yẹ ní eléyìí tí ò ní mú ogun dání tí ò sì ní mú ọ̀tẹ̀ dání bá ó ti máa filẹ̀ ìkásẹ̀lẹ̀ ẹ̀ máa bá mi ká lọ gbọ́dọ̀ olórin sudan nílé tó orúkọ rẹ jẹ́ shaden gadur ti dológbe nípa nígbà tí wọ́n ń dáná ìbọn yára wọn ní sudan ní ìlú omdurman ẹ kúkú mọ̀ pé lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́ ní sudan àwọn alágbára méjì ni wọ́n dojú kọra wọn níbi tí wọ́n ti jọ ń fa gbọ́nmi somi ọ̀tọ̀ èmi ò ní gbà ìwọ gọ́nmi ní jẹ́ ó lọ èyí ló fi fà tó fi jẹ́ pé kódà àgọ́ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìròyìn ti sọ wọ́n ní pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ogunlọ́gọ̀ àwọn sudani ni ó jẹ́ pé wọ́n ti na pápá bora pé ẹ wo ogun tí àwọn ìbéènìyàn kò bá ṣọ́ra kílẹ̀dùn máa jà gbógun lọ òun ni wọ́n ti fẹsẹ̀fẹ́ ṣùgbọ́n àwọn tí wọ́n sì ń ṣe I love my country ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nínú wọn ló jáwé pé gbogbo wọn ti gbógun lọ yìí lára wọn ni gbajúgbajà olórin tó ní pé ìlú òun máa ṣe kókó ìlú òun ṣe pàtàkì òun ni ó ti bá ogun lọ yìí kílẹ̀dùn àbá wa fi ọ̀run kẹ gbogbo ẹni tí ó bá fẹ́ pè sí wa ẹ bá wa tẹ̀sí +1212569117 gbogbo ẹyin tó bá jẹ pé fẹsẹ̀ polo ọjà lórí ètò abala iṣẹ́ ní ṣẹ́jẹ́ ẹ bá fi polo ọjà ránṣẹ́ sí dudusprayofficial@gmail.com àbí àjọkí àdé @dudusprayofficial.com bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ni gbogbo ẹyin tó bá jẹ wípé ẹ ní ìrọ̀wọ́ kan àbí ìmúrò tó fẹ́ ṣe fún wa ẹ bá fi ránṣẹ́ sí www.dudusprayofficial.com ní paper àbí ọpẹ́ wà dudusprayofficial bẹ́ẹ̀nẹ́sì lè bá fi ránṣẹ́ sí gtb ní 0714465225 ní YGY Global Transformation Limited. Gbogbo ẹ̀tẹ̀ bá ní ìbéèrè kan àti mìíràn ẹ bá mi fìbéèrè yín ṣẹwọ́ sí info@dudusprayofficial.com. Báyìí làwọn máa rí mọ lórí ìròyìn wa ibi tẹ́tí gba náà Dudu Spray FM Radio orúkọ tèmi lórí ìfọ̀pọ̀ náà ni tèmi tọ́pẹ́ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ibi tí tẹ́tí sí wa ó dàbọ̀.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.